We are announcing a new collection site opening here in Kalamazoo County, but we just want to be very clear with the community. And we know that y'all help us get our message out, and so we wanted to make sure that this was an opportunity that you guys were aware of what we were doing, and you can really help us communicate this well with our community about what this new collection site is going to look like. So the new collection site is going to be by appointment only. It is also for pre-screened patients as well. That's kind of the key part that we want to make sure that the community is aware of, that this isn't just a site that anyone can show up to, but that it's for if someone has been pre-screened and has received an appointment by their provider, then they would be able to come to this new collection site. After this media briefing, we will also be sending this out in a press release as well. Included in that press release, we will be announcing that we've had two additional deaths in Kalamazoo County, which brings our total up to 5. Also, within that press release, we will be touching on, there's been lots of questions regarding releasing additional data as far as what's associated to our deaths and also what's associated to the positive cases. And so we'll be explaining a little bit more of, you know, due to the low test counts that we have right now, we will not be releasing additional data, but we are working on what additional data we can release while maintaining the privacy of those testing positive or those that have died. So with that, I don't know if Jim or Will, if y'all have anything to add, or if we want to jump straight to any potential questions that the media may have.
I'll just indicate, this is Jim Rutherford, Health Officer. We're very pleased to be able to provide this in the community. We've had a lot of great partnerships with Western Michigan University. So we're very happy about this opportunity to hopefully improve the number of samples that or tests that we can take for the residents in Kalamazoo County. I'm going to turn it over to, did you?
Well, I think with that, we can probably open it up to questions. So now you'll be cued on questions.
Go ahead with your first question, and just remember to unmute your phone, please.
Hi, this is Lindsay Moore from MLive. Jim, you just mentioned that you partnered with WMU. Can you tell us a little bit about who will be running this test site in terms of manpower and then what labs will be doing the test?
Yes, I'm going to have Dr. Nettleton address that.
Yeah, thanks for the question. This is a collaboration between Kalamazoo County Health and Community Services Department, the Region 5 Medical Coalition, and Western Michigan University Homer Stryker MD School of Medicine. So it's a collaboration, the effort that WMed Health will provide the clinical staff to be collecting the specimens. The County Health Department will be providing the on-site location and providing logistics and testing supplies. And the Region 5 Medical Coalition helps with coordination for this type of logistical operations, day-to-day communications, partnering with our county emergency management. So that is the collaborative process.
And just as a reminder, if you have questions, be sure to hit star 6.
So to clarify, if the partner is WMed Health, which is a different entity than Western Michigan University.
Hi, this is Lindsay from F5 again. I'll just keep going. So now you've mentioned the partnership between all three. I know that people have been, the public especially, has been kind of waiting for a quote-unquote drive-through. You've made it clear this is not a drive-through. Is this happening because of an increase of capability, or are we foreseeing that we're going to reach the peak soon and this is, you know, trying to, again, flatten that curve in a way of getting more testing? I guess what's the motivation behind doing it now?
Now, this is Dr. Nettleton. Thanks for the question. So one, we've identified for several weeks that we need more testing. And as has been previously communicated, you know, there are three rate determining steps laboratory supplies, the personal protective equipment, and the diagnostic laboratory. We have a collection of supplies at this point in time to being able to collect additional specimens at this time. So the rate determining step for a couple weeks has been supplies, and so we have a limited number of supplies to use at this time. The laboratory that will be used will be the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Bureau of Laboratories.
So just to add on to that, I think it's important just to remind the community that this is a limited supply that we have available. We haven't gotten any guarantees that it'll be replenished over time. So we're taking advantage of a supply that we have, and it's not a significant supply, but it gives us the ability to have this type of exercise.
And this is Dr. Nettleton again, and this is still, well, we're still following the State Health Department's emergency order for folks who need priority testing of 1 and 2. And, of course, the patient still requires an order from their health care professional prior to obtaining the actual sample.
Well, it's not structured. It's structured such that it's all going to be scheduled activity. So we're not really at liberty to discuss the number of samples that are readily available at this point in time. We're going to go as long as we can based upon the availability of the test kits as well as the need within the community.
And as this is Dr. Nelson, as Lindy already pointed out, it's very helpful to communicate, again, that this is by appointment only, and after the determination has been met for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Bureau of Laboratories.
Hi, this is Josh Scott from WKZO. I know in the past
you've been removed from the queue.
Blog at the Bureau of Laboratories facility in Lansing. Is there still delays going on right now?
This is Dr. Nettleton. Thanks for the question. There are a variety of turnaround times for a private laboratory, an in-house laboratory, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Bureau of Laboratories. The Bureau of Laboratories turnaround time has improved. I don't have that number off the top of my head, but at least it has improved from what it was at least a week or two ago. And even amongst the private labs, that is a reason why hospitals in our region and across the state are still trying to build their own capacity, and I think there is potential for that to be moving in our area as well. And that would be a great service to our community to have local hospitals have their own capability. And I know that our local hospital systems are currently also using private laboratories and connecting with other in-hospital laboratories within the state of Michigan. So all of these partnering together using these variety of laboratories does serve our community, and it continues to be a moving target.
Ready for the next question?
Zach Harmon with WXMI-TV. Just want to clarify, you are not publicly releasing the location of this collection facility. It'll only be released to individuals who have been pre-screened and have set an appointment for it, correct?
Okay to say it's going to be at the HCS.
Yeah.
So this is Jim Rutherford, Health Officer. We are planning to undertake the activity at the Health and Community Services Department on Elcott Street.
In part, this is Dr. Nettleton, and you know, part of us communicating this today is to make sure that when folks are aware of this, see this, that again, this is not a drive right up and see who can be tested. This again is after a physician's order, after an appointment has been made. And that's meeting those laboratory criteria. And that's the key communication we hope folks on the line are able to clarify, and we wanted to share that information so folks have those set of expectations.
And we have a little bit more time. I know there's not another question in the queue, but if anyone has another question, please just be sure to hit *6.
While folks are considering other questions, this is Dr. Nettleton. And this is another, you know, opportunity and demonstration of a partnership in our community at a time when we all need to be thinking outside the box and working together.
Hi, this is Lindsay Moore with MLive once again. I was hoping that Dr. Nettleton could give us maybe a broad view as we're looking at the peak just across the nation, and if we have any indication of where we'll be at in Kalamazoo County, given that we're going to increase tests, if we think our peak is coming soon or we've got a while to go.
Thanks for the question. Yeah, there are a lot of modeling models out there, and they all have lots of different variables. And I think the key couple, I think, questions that folks have is that we see what's happening on the east side of the state. A lot of cases, a lot of suffering, people who are in the emergency rooms and the intensive care units and hospitals reaching capacity there. And it begs the question, is that something that we'll be seeing on the west side of the state? Speaking broadly, the southeast Michigan is more densely populated, which may make it easier for folks who are unable to social distance as well. Folks in City of Detroit in particular suffer from significant health disparities and oftentimes have significant underlying medical conditions that may make them more susceptible to severe disease and infection. And it is likely that in southeast Michigan, COVID-19 disease was circulating while not detected and even prior to the governor's executive order. So those variables are different than southwest Michigan and Kalamazoo. So we are concerned that we will have an increase of patients in our community. There's concern about the surge capacity of our local hospitals. But we do have different variables and in southwest Michigan. And the variable does depend on folks continuing to follow the governor's executive order. It really is important to be staying home and practicing all those social distancing techniques. You know, as we're talking on the phone here, you know, we're all spread out here in a very large room. We all have face masks that we are using, and we are continuing to encourage that message of staying home. And our hospitals are working diligently in preparing for what could be possible. But it certainly is hard to predict, but that preparation is very important.
Okay, this is Jim Rutherford, and we're ready for any final questions. Okay, hearing none, I'm just going to comment. You know, we look at this as another opportunity for hopefully expanding the capacity for testing. We're the first to go on record stating that that the community needs to remember that the number of samples or positive cases that we've identified is low, primarily due to the fact that we haven't been able to do the testing that we would like to be able to do. So hopefully this will begin to address that. But we do want to remind the residents and the community that don't base their decision-making on going out upon the number of cases we've identified. We know that there's a lot more cases, most likely positive cases, within Kalamazoo County, and we want the community to understand that. And I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Nelson for his closing comments.
Thanks, Jim. And, you know, we at the health department are working very hard and to perform what we have already communicated, what are known as those contact investigations. You know, that critical public health intervention of talking with folks who have diagnosed or suspected COVID-19 disease, learning who they've been around in order to make recommendations for isolation, quarantine, and monitoring. And that is an effort that we are doing throughout the day and that we will continue to do. And then think about how to change our strategies as the pandemic evolves, and we have to think about how we use our resources in a way that best serves and protects the health of our community. And, you know, coming back to Lindsay's question, you know, this is a marathon, and marathons have peaks and valleys and hills. And so that's the way that I think our community should look at this challenge is as a marathon, and that we pace ourselves and we anticipate going uphill some days, some weeks, and we go downhill some other weeks. And we'll continue to run this race together in partnership with our community.